Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the birthday of Imam al-Jawad, and for this reason here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners a very hearty congratulations on this very happy and very auspicious day. It's been narrated that a person named Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked the Holy Prophet about the imams from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's progeny, to which the Holy Prophet replied in the following way. He mentioned all of the imams until he said, and from the loins of Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam, his son, Muhammad, the praised and the purest of people in form. أَطْهَرُ النَّاسْ خَلْقًا وَأَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلْقًا, and the best of them in character. And then we see that the Prophet testifying to the, not only the physical beauty of Imam al-Jawad, but also and his purity, but also his virtues and his merit and his character. Regarding the virtues of Imam al-Jawad, many things have been narrated. It's been narrated that a person named Abdullah ibn Sa'id, he says that he narrates from Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Umar al-Tanuhi, who said to him the following, I saw Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam talking to a bull, and the bull shook his head. Then I said to him, no, but you cannot command the bull to talk to you. He then recited the verse, we have been taught the speech of the birds, and we have been given out of everything. He then said to it, say, there is no God but Allah, the only one, and he has no partner. And then he stroked its head with his palm. The bull then said the following. The bull said, there is no God but Allah, the only one, and he has no partner. It's also been narrated that Yahya al-San'ani said the following, I visited Abu al-Hasan al-Ridha, Imam Ridha alayhi salam, when he was in Makkah. I saw him peel a banana and feed it to Abu Ja'far, meaning Imam al-Jawad. I asked him, may I be a ransom? Is this the blessed newborn? He said, yes, O Yahya. This is the newborn, the like of whom there is none other, born into Islam and upon our Shia, more blessed than him. And finally, Ali ibn al-Hasan al-Wasiti, known as al-Amsh, he narrates that I brought an item to him from Isfahan made of silver in order to present it to my master, Abu Ja'far al-Jawad alayhi salam. When the people left his company, after he had answered all their questions, he stood up and left. I followed him and met a helper of his from whom I requested to seek permission to see Abu Ja'far. I entered and saluted him, and he returned my salutation with signs of dislike on his face. He did not come up to sit down, so I approached him and emptied all that was in my sleeve before him. He looked at me in anger. Then he looked to the right and left and said, Allah has not created me for this. What has plague got to do with me? And I asked him to forgive me. He forgave me, and then I took the things and left. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We're looking at the virtues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.